This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. 25 years ago today, on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota, 200 armed members of the American Indian Movement took over the small village of Wounded Knee. Federal agents and Bureau of Indian Affairs police surrounded the Indians, who were barricaded inside a church. The confrontation went on for 71 days. The siege took place at the site of the 1890 Wounded Knee Massacre, where hundreds of Sioux Indians, including women and children, were killed by U.S. cavalry. In the 1973 standoff, everyone was heavily armed. Members of the Indian movement were demanding sovereignty for the Sioux Nation. They wanted the Sioux to be able to deal with the United States on a government-to-government basis. This, they said, would reestablish the relationship formalized in the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1868. During the course of the takeover, reporter Kevin McKiernan was inside the perimeter established by federal marshals at Wounded Knee. He captured the scene when a medic was reported to have been hit during a firefight and when Buddy Lamont, an Indian, was killed. On the first anniversary of the takeover, Kevin McKiernan sent this to NPR.
These are excerpts of some of my moments inside the Wounded Knee Museum, a log cabin converted by the Indians to a security headquarters building. There, radio equipment monitored Red Arrow, the government frequency. Additional CIS and band equipment was used to maintain contact with Indian bunkers within the village perimeter. 1 year later, the sound of Wounded Knee from the inside.
One or two people in Little Bighorn Bunker have been hit. It's impossible to get a medic out because the firing is so heavy.
The Wounded Knee apparently has a wounded party. Stated to us that they were going to send medics in, and the man that went to that bunker was carrying a rifle. We will not recognize a medic carrying a rifle.
Message from Wounded Knee. There's supposedly a Red Cross worker by the bunker that's been pinned down for the last hour. They don't know if she's been hit or not, and they'd like to get her out of there. Over.
I tell them that they've got 10 minutes. One person with a white flag and no weapons. If they have weapons, we can open fire.
She is a medic. She is unarmed. She only has medical supplies with her. Please relieve sniper fire that is aimed upon her.
Be advised, you have 10 minutes with one person with a white flag to move that person out of that area. If there's any weapons or any fire, we will fire upon them. Over.
Okay, Roger, we're getting a white flag ready now. There'll be one person going down there. We'll run down and check it out. There'll be no weapons taken down there. And I'm trying to tell all our people around here not to open fire, but some of the people are out in fields, and I can't guarantee that, you know, that somebody on the other side of the perimeter might not get pinned down and open fire over there, but there won't be any fire from this direction.
Well, be advised, if there's any fire, they're going to open up fire.
Roger, I'm telling our people here. Little Bighorn, and Spinata, and Hawkeye. Little California, hold your fire. Do not open your fire. We have 10 minutes with one man under white flag. If anyone opens fire, this man's dead. So hold your fire.
Cease fire.
It is now approximately 10 to 2 in the afternoon. Two people are still injured out at Little Bighorn Bunker. Radio communications are broken with them. We just heard that about 1 hour after firing started this morning, one man was shot and killed out at Last Stand, which is the Manderson Road bunker. He was going into the house to get something, and he was shot while he was doing it. He died immediately.
The man was Buddy Lamont, a 31-year-old Ogallala Sioux, at one time an employee of the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Pine Ridge. Today, hundreds are expected at his gravesite in Wounded Knee. For National Public Radio, this is Kevin McKiernan.
That report from 1974. By the time the takeover at Wounded Knee was over in May of 1973, two Indians were dead and a federal marshal was paralyzed. The occupation of Wounded Knee was an act of protest and not just against the federal government's treatment of Native Americans. Activists also charged tribal leaders and the Bureau of Indian Affairs with human rights violations, including the murder of their opponents.